We have some questions about meat-free meat and its effect on the environment, whether it's a good choice or a bad choice. And there is nobody better to answer our question than Dr. Carl. And he's got a new book out too. Well, it's not really new anymore, I suppose. It's been around for a little while. The Little Book of Climate Change Science. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Carl.
Good morning, Dr. J, Dr. Bilko.
Morning.
I don't know if you know, Dr. Carl, but it is apparently, according to a press release I received yesterday, Veganuary, which is suggesting that we look at vegan foods for the period of January. So we're wondering whether meat-free meat is even good for you or good for the environment.
Okay, well, so first, just a bit of background on vegan. You can be vegetarian and then, as a female person, get pregnant and raise a perfectly healthy baby, but you have to know what you're doing. And you can be a vegan. And you can even bring the baby, and you've really, really got to know your dietetics here, and bring up a, and then give birth to a perfectly healthy baby. And then you can bring up that vegan baby and be fully healthy. But you've got to do little tricks like increase the amount of fat in their diet and reduce fiber. But you can do it. It's hard work, but you can do it. Just a bit of background there.
Yeah. It's not okay. It's not easy, though. But, yeah, as you say, it probably can be done. But, yeah, I don't know whether you would really want to when there's so many tasty meats out there, Dr. Carl.
Well, they are tasty. And the question is, are plant-based meats really better for us than the real thing? And the thing to realise is straight away they fall into the category of ultra-processed foods. Oh. Not just processed, but ultra-processed. And they get their protein either from plants or from a fungus.
Oh, good.
And they have to go through a lot of so the plant can be soy protein, wheat protein, tea or rice, and fermentation fungus, you know, like mycoprotein. And in general, they are higher in sugar and often lacking important nutrients found in real meat. And these important nutrients are zinc and iron and B12 and, God help me, iodine.
Oh, no. Okay.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So you can eat the plant-based meats and they can be delicious, but you've got to pick the ones that you go for because they're mainly ultra-processed. And if they're at all smoky, you know, like smoked meats, mate, straight away you're heading into the land of cancer-causing chemicals. Anything that is smoked is cancer-causing.
Hold on, Dr. Carl, because on the weekend our lovely neighbour Blake brought up a smoked brisket to our house as a gift. We love Blake, love his smoked brisket, but it was smoky smoked meat. Is it dangerous, even though it's just a slab of meat cooked in the smoker, is it not good for you?
It increases your chances of getting cancer from very, very low to just moderately low. You should avoid smoked foods. They are delicious, though. Yes. If the barbecue were introduced today, it wouldn't be able to get past the safety standards. In a barbecue, you raise the meat to such high temperatures that you manufacture chemicals called PAHs, which stands for polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and they are known to cause cancer. However, part of me thinks that maybe they also make some anti-cancer chemicals. This is purely a guess or a conjecture. I have no idea. But overall, the current thinking is that anything smoked increases your cancer risk.
But Dr. Carl, didn't cavemen cook their food as well? I mean, would cancer have been a thing in their society?
Okay, so the number of people who have been born and who have died in the last 50,000 years, is roughly 12 times today's population, about 100 billion people.
Okay.
And the average life expectancy was 10 years.
Okay.
10 right. years? Right.
10 years,
well, they didn't have clean drinking water, they didn't have vaccinations, they didn't have antibiotics. So just think about it, you know, you get a bit of a fever, you take the kid to the doctor says, oh, they've got pneumonia, I'll give you an antibiotic.
Yep.
You go home, you never think about it again. No antibiotic, the kid's dead. Right, so life expectancy wasn't great for most of human life, and getting cancer later in life didn't matter. Remember, evolution is not perfect, just good enough. If it's good enough for you to have babies, evolution's happy.
Right.
I'm plotting evolution as some sort of demonic villain stroking a white cat or something here.
Well, that's the word we're getting, is that this plant-based stuff is really just a gimmick, isn't it, huh?
So what should we eat, Dr. Carl?
It can be. Well, just eat the straight plant. Like, I just steamed up a mega quantity, I think several cubic metres, of soybeans. And for me, soybeans with a little bit of hummus on it, and then steamed vegetables, and maybe some tahini, mate, heaven on a stick.
So we can eat soy, because I always avoid soy, thinking that, for some reason, I grew up thinking that it was bad for women and their, you know, reproductive systems. Is that a myth too?
I'm sorry, it's another myth.
Jeez,
they lied to you about that.
Dr. Jade better be changing her diet pronto, Dr. Carl.
Oh, Dr. Carl, thank you very, very much for your time. The book is Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change Science. Some amazing facts in there, and always great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Jade, and thank you, Dr. Bilko.